That's Mr. Miller on bass, Marcus Miller. The title of the song is Run for Cover. What about it, ladies and gentlemen? Changing ourselves to become better people, growing more comfortable with our sense of self. Our personality can change as well to match how we see ourselves. One of the things that you can keep in mind is that there are quite a few different treatment methods that are aimed at dealing with personality disorders. Okay, now that's not the same as just having some personality quirks that can be dealt with. We're talking personality disorders for the treatment methods now. Disorders like antisocial or histrionic personality disorder, which usually involves teaching patients how to alter destructive personality patterns. These personality patterns are often extremely difficult to change, but it typically depends on how motivated people are to try. But do most people really want to change their personalities? While we tend to admire people who are more extroverted or conscientious than we are, how many of us are really willing to put in the effort to make the kind of long-term changes that can alter personality traits? According to a recent research study, again, I think that the key phrase here is long-term changes. Not just the appearance of change, not just short-term change, but real long-term change, lasting change. According to the recent research study by psychologists at the University of Illinois, most people are dissatisfied with their own personality and wish to change in a more positive direction. Would you have thought that? Accurate or not, this study showed most people are dissatisfied with their own personality. Well, for each of the big five personality factors, only 13% reported being satisfied with themselves as they were. So let me give you those big five again. The big five traits are openness, and we will be talking some more about what we mean by each of these. But again, openness, conscientiousness, extroversion, agreeableness, and neuroticism. People looked at those five big five traits. Big five personality factors. Only 13% of the people who participated in the study reported being satisfied with themselves as they were. As for whether people really can alter their personality traits, the evidence is a little more controversial. Though a lot of people try to change their personalities either through counseling or by developing their own self-improvement program, for example, taking public speaking courses in order to become more social and outgoing, it's still debatable how effective these approaches are in the long run. And so with that in mind, Nathan Hudson and R. Chris Fraley of the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign conducted a study where they looked into whether research subjects could change measurable aspects of their personality. That's significant because you're talking about approaching this in such a way that you can look back and say, yes, definitely change has occurred. Because again, here the key word is measurable. They wanted to see if subjects could change measurable aspects of their personality. And when they say measurable aspects, they do mean you're able to literally measure the difference. You can look at where they started, look at where they ended up, and determine whether or not not just based on guesswork, but by measuring to see whether or not they actually made a change. Their study, which was recently published in the Journal of Personality and Social Psychology, involved two experiments using adults who were recruited from an introductory psychology class. In the first experiment, 135 participants were told that they were part of a quote-unquote personality study that took 6 weeks to complete. At the beginning of the study, each participant was told about the big five personality factors, and they rated themselves on each factor using an online rating form on the study website. Then they were asked to decide how many personality traits they wanted to change over the course of the study, which again now would be only 6 weeks. That included coming up with different ways of achieving this change, and their progress was measured using weekly online sessions. Half of the participants in the personality change group also took part in a quote-unquote change plan condition, in which they were asked to complete a brief writing task asking what it would look like if you attained your desired changes. The purpose of this step is to envision what specific changes you would like to make. In weekly sessions, they were reminded of their goal and completed additional writing assignments in order to measure their progress. Half of the participants in the study were placed in the control condition and simply given feedback on their personality and completed assignments and what the results meant. In the second experiment, with a similar number of participants, Hudson and Roberts replicated their first experiment but focused on changes in daily behavior that were linked to the personality traits that participants wanted to change. They also used more comprehensive personality rating measures in order to reinforce the personality change process. Now, this is what the researchers found. Participants were able to make significant personality changes over the course of both six-week studies. Well, actually, initially they said six, but I think they actually made that a 16-week study. And I know you can get more accomplished in 16 weeks than in 6 weeks. So this was a 16-week study. So, for example, people who wanted to become more extroverted tested as being higher in extroversion by the end of the study period. Now, stay with me when we talk about these study results, because this is going to be interesting. What was really found? What is the conclusion of the matter? So stay with me. At this point, though, again, after that 16 weeks, the people who wanted to become more extroverted tested as being higher in extroversion. Along with changes in how they responded to personality testing, they also reported significant changes in their daily behavior, which matched the personality changes they wanted to make. So, as an example, people who described themselves as being more extroverted by the end of the study also reported interacting more easily with other people and doing daily activities that matched their more extroverted nature. So they're communicating with other people more, and they're engaging in activities that match this more extroverted nature. Even using comprehensive change plans and weekly booster sessions, the amount of personality change that took place was modest at best. Let's look at this some more in just a few minutes.